Hello, everyone, and welcome back in to Affirmations for a Living. Again, this is Reverend Dr. Edvige, and what a joy to be here. Last week we were talking about universal laws, and I said that I would continue that conversation because it's so important that we really understand these primary universal laws that apply to everything, whether you believe them or not, whether you know them or not. They are in effect, and actually they are impacting your life in everything that you do. So if you are going to play this game of life, isn't it best to know the rules? So definitely I want to continue with that. And although I said that there are at least 50 universal laws, I thought it best to cover probably 20 or so of the more basic ones, the ones that really apply to, you know, the majority of the things that we're doing. So with that said, I invite you to call in if you have any questions about any of these laws. That number is 323-203-0815. Again, that's 323-203-0815. And, you know, I remember a question from last week's caller, which was absolutely brilliant. And she said, okay, there's this thing of the law of karma. Then what is the point of doing the work, you know, doing the work to meditate, to pray, to release all the things that are no longer serving you, the blocks and so forth? And the answer to that is, when we understand these universal laws, we then understand that there's this law of grace and the law of love, right? And the law of wisdom. And so they all interrelate. And so as we embrace this idea of grace, caring about our fellow man, being kind, loving, considerate, thoughtful, paying attention to our dharma, which are our actions, if you remember that from last week. So if we now set the intention, I'm moving forward, I understand that in my past life this happened, and you know, this is, might be my karmic baggage from that. Now I know that I've been learning these lessons. Now, through the wisdom of knowing my past experiences and behavior, I can now choose to no longer accept that as my karmic baggage. And through the wisdom, I can see that I can take a better road. And through grace, through love, I can raise my vibration, become closer to my authentic self, thus alleviating the karmic baggage. And so what a brilliant question that was last week. I just wanted to really go over that again because it's so important that we understand, yes, these are universal laws that apply whether we understand them or not. But if we, you know, if life is going in a way that just isn't fun and you can't figure out what on earth did I do to get behind the eight ball, perhaps it's something karmic. And, you know, a future guest that I have coming on next month, he is a hypnotherapist. And it's very interesting because he does past life regressions. And so if you don't even know, okay, what did I do in a past life, and that really interests you, then stay tuned because that's going to be exciting to have him on. And he does them, you know, over the telephone, through Skype and so forth. And so it's interesting because it really is about peeling away the layers of those blocks, of those emotional things, of those deeply seated false program things in us. It's peeling away the layers one step at a time, so that the more you peel all of this away, the more the true authentic you is revealed. And that's what this is all about. Ascension, the golden age, living your true purpose, finding your soul purpose, all of these things, it's about peeling away the layers. So whatever those blocks, that false programming from childhood, right, from past lives, peeling away all of that. So if you, you know, if you're a procrastinator and you just can't figure out why do I do that or not do that, right? Because you're procrastinating about something and you just can't figure out why you have these habitual habits and these habitual habits that aren't serving you, right? Then the odds are that it's some sort of programming within you that needs to be addressed and peeled away like the onion. So if we are to advance on this thing called life, and that's what this is all about, this is a school. We're here to expand. We're here to become those true, authentic, divine beings that we are, for we truly are in the likeness of the Creator, God, Source, whatever you want to call that. And so it truly is about peeling away so that the truth of who you are can be revealed, and your soul purpose then is revealed, your authentic self is revealed, and your manifesting abilities get better. And really, that's a good thing, because we want to be able to create the life we want, and we are co-creators with this life. That's why it's so important to understand these laws and how they apply. So just a real go back over, because, you know, I don't want to leave anything out. If you remember from last week, and if you haven't, make sure you listen to last week's episode, and we'll go into detail of these laws. So last week we covered the law of harmony, the law of reincarnation and karma, the law of wisdom, the law of resistance, and the law of attraction. And so understanding those, and if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I invite you to do so. We're going to continue from there, because there are quite a few more to go over. And so, oh, and of course there was, well, the law of grace, the law of soul evolution, the law of body vista, the law of conscious detachment, the law of manifestation. So there's lots of laws. So today we're going to pick up with the law of reflection. So what exactly is the law of reflection? The law says that the traits you respond to in others, you recognize in yourself, both positive and negative. And it has four primary manifestations. So think about that. The reflection, the law of reflection, this law says that the traits you respond to in another, it's because you recognize them in yourself. So that which you admire in others, you recognize as existing within yourself. That which you resist and react to strongly, right, trying to reject it in others, is sure to be found within yourself. That which you resist and react to in others is something which you are afraid exists within you. And that which you resist in yourself, you will dislike in others. So here's a wonderful thing about that, and it's amazing. If you understand the actual Lord's Prayer, and you know, we won't talk about religion this episode, and we won't talk about the Bible and how so much of it has been rewritten, taken out, you name it, just an absolute mess, right? But the actual Lord's Prayer that was originally written in Aramaic is very interesting. And I'm going to read that to you, because it relates to the law of reflection, in that that which you admire in others or reject in others is because it's within you. And in the actual Lord's Prayer, it speaks to that. So listen to this. Our eternal Creator, parent to us all, who is in the realms of the unmanifest, make a space in us for wholeness, that we may be taught to honor, worship, and serve you. Let your counsel, your wisdom, and your love come alive in us. Let your light penetrate us, attune us to, and empower us to conceive of and understand that will which you have already created for us. Teach us so that we may give birth to your fruit. That you renew and feed us daily with your presence of your love, the love of each other, and the food we receive as a gift that we gratefully accept. Thank you for restoring us to abundance, teaching us gratitude and how to give as you give, and presence love as you are the presence of love for both the just and the unjust. Now, here's what's really interesting, that you forgive from us those realities that we have engaged in that do us harm and do not belong in our humanness is another of your blessings that we appreciate. We commit to responsibility and forgiving as to those painful realities that others trigger in us. And so you see, it's a blessing to have, well, let me finish this, and then I want to get to that point. It's so very important that we understand it. When we are tempted or lost in materialism or fall out of harmony with your love, that you are there with us, being the space of love, that your love is always present no matter how far we fall, no matter where we go, is a blessing that we gratefully accept. That with your grace, you deliver us from our errors, and through your light, part us from darkness, is another blessing that flows from your presence. We receive each of these gifts with gratitude and praise, sealed in trust, faith, and truth. And so it is. And so understand, wow, this is actually the Lord's Prayer. And nothing like what we were taught in school. But then that's another thing about false programming and the false dogma of religions. But I want to go back to what was so important. Did you notice how throughout this prayer, it brought in those primary universal laws so that we could really see how important it is for wisdom, for love? Very, very interesting, for grace. Now, here I go back to this statement. We commit to responsibility and forgiving as to those painful realities that others trigger in us. So now let's look at the law of reflection once again. That which you admire in others, you recognize as existing within yourself. Here's the trigger. That which you resist and react to strongly in others is sure to be found within yourself. So what is this prayer telling you? That if someone says something to you or does something to you and all of a sudden you jump up in a tizzy and you're offended by it, why are you so offended by it? Because it is something within you that needs to be addressed. And what a blessing. That's why it says to bless them and appreciate them, for they have brought up something within you that needs to be healed, something within you that perhaps you weren't aware of that needs to be addressed and let go of. So you only react to something strongly because it's within you. And how amazing is that? That which you resist and react to in others is something which you are afraid of that exists within you, right? That fear thing. So, you know, if someone says something to you and, you know, you're like, oh my goodness, can you believe they said that? And you just go on and on and on and you're so offended by them and their actions, it's because you have those traits as well. And so understanding that if someone says something or does something and it's off your back like water on a duck's back and you know, it doesn't resonate with you because it's not a trait that you have. And so it's no big deal. It doesn't matter to you what they say because you're like, you are what? A detached observer of it. And wasn't that another universal law? Absolutely. The law of conscious detachment, which Buddha mastered. And so if you cannot be a detached observer and someone is saying something to you and it offends you, then you need to really look at that. And that's where we get back to this idea of peeling the layers of that onion. So if you are thinking, well, you know, I don't know where to begin, pay attention, become aware, get off of autopilot. And so what then throughout your interactions with people, be aware of how conversations with people are making you feel. And if you start to feel that anxiety, if you start to feel put off, if you start to feel and become offended, then that's a good place to start because that, my dear, is the first thing you need to start to address and release within yourself. And so it's just absolutely amazing how these things work. That's why it's so important that we understand the universal laws and that we seek to find the truth. Right? Even Jesus said, question everything. And so it's important that we truly question everything. And so let's continue. And I just think that is just the most fascinating thing. So in other words, you have chosen to incarnate upon the manifest plane to learn to rise above the effect of fear. Those fears will always be reflected in your reactions to others. Thus, your goals are very obvious once you recognize how to perceive them. Right? That's what's so important about this. As you let go of the fear, you automatically open to expressing more unconditional love. And that's so important. You see, because this judgment, someone says something, you're offended, you start to judge them, all of that takes you away from unconditional love. And guess what, my friends? Isn't that what we're here for? To express ourselves as divine beings, as these beings of love and light? So these things then take us off the mark. And by the way, that's the true definition of sin. It is to miss the mark. It's, if you would, for a moment, imagine you make a mistake and how that makes you feel. So think of all the adjectives, you know, when you make a mistake of how you feel. You're ticked off, you're upset, you're agitated, you're aggravated, right? You're angry. Now think of all of those adjectives you think of when you describe that precious newborn baby, the purity, the innocence, they're naive, they're just beautiful. That's the difference between living Christ did consciousness and sinning. Sinning is missing the mark. It's that energy you feel when you make a mistake. That's missing the mark. That's what sin means. And being the Christ itself is all of those words that express that newness, that innocence, that naivety. All of that is what Christ consciousness is about, the purity, the wholesomeness. And so it's to come and express unconditional love. So every time you're in judgment, every time you're in fear, you are expressing sin. And that is what we're here to overcome. So truly let that resonate and hit home for you. Because if you are to understand these universal laws, if you are to understand this game of life and why you're here, it's to express love. And everything that takes you away from expressing love is missing the mark and is sin. So now let's look at what this unconditional love looks like. And it's very interesting, you know, in the English language, they have love to mean so many things. And I love pizza. And I certainly enjoy pizza. I love my husband, and I do. And I love, well, if I had animals, I would love them. But I, you know, I love my sister. She has two dogs. But how can we use one word to describe all of those different levels? It doesn't really make sense. But it's an actual Greek word. And there are four different types of love. We're not going to go into those. I've actually done that in a previous episode. But to understand that the love that we're speaking of here is agape love, and that's the spiritual love. And so the expression of unconditional love or agape love will eventually result in harmony. And that was the first universal law that I went over, the law of harmony. It's so important that we understand that. Unconditional love is not romantic love, which, by the way, is filial love. It is the acceptance of others as they are without judgment or expectations. It is total acceptance of others without attempting to change them, except by our own positive example. The law of unconditional love says if you go out of your way to express unconditional love, you automatically rise above fear. And as you transcend your fears, you automatically open to the expression of unconditional love. So this law happens to be the building block of all things. Love is more than emotion or feeling. It is energy. It is the energy of creation. God is pure love. This is the energy of creation. And it flows in one direction. So you are either in the flow of God, of love, or you are out of the flow. Okay? And there's so much that I could tell you about this, because you cannot, if you are to understand that you to be in the flow of love, okay, then this unconditional love is so important to get and how it works. For example, you cannot wish ill to one person because you're in judgment and they ticked you off, and then in the next breath, try to bless yourself. You see, because they cancel each other. So to be in the flow of love, knowing that the flow goes one way, if you're to bless yourself and want to receive your blessings, what do you have to do? Bless everything and everybody. That's unconditional love, folks. Agape love, wanting the best for everyone. So you can't wish ill on your neighbor, cursing them. You know, someone cuts you off the road and you curse them. You can't do that. And then say, whoa, why didn't this happen? Why didn't I get what I wanted? Well, because when you curse that person, you cursed yourself, right? Because we are a mirror of each other. So love does not place conditions on itself, but is unconditional. The love I speak of is not the love that you may be thinking, which is actual affection, admiration, crushes, but the love that is soul deep, the love that comes from our heavenly source and connects us to all. This means that no matter what you do in life, if you do not approach with love, it won't work. Everything in life is unified, and by accepting this and working in harmony with it, you are working within the universal laws of the one. So that's how important it is that you understand this law of love. So I can't wish ill for someone and then try to bless myself with love. Back to this idea of unconditional love. You know, it's so very interesting to me when we say unconditional, because think about it. You're in relationships, and a lot of time when you're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right, do you have a list of things, of attributes, right? Okay, so let's see. I'm a lady, so when I was looking for a husband, did he have to be a certain height? Did he have to have a certain type of job or drive a particular type of car or have, you know, this much money in his bank account or this much education? What about that is unconditional? So I would invite you to really evaluate your idea of what unconditional love is. Now, I'm not saying that you know, there might be some particular traits that you care for, but when you're basing it on superficial things like that, that don't matter, that are a part of the illusion, then that, dear ones, those are conditions, and that's not true love. And so think about that. When we're talking about unconditional love, it's in spite of those things. And so unconditional love also means that we love our fellow man, all of our fellow man. So, you know, your country's at war, it doesn't matter. I don't care who lives in that country. I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that I love you, because it's that spiritual love. You see, if I am love, and that's what I am, that's what you are, then that love radiates forth to all. And that's what you have to really begin to understand as we move down this path, right? As we are recognizing that we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. And so all of this stuff that would take us outside of love is an illusion. So it's about caring for everyone as much as you care about yourself. That is unconditional spiritual agape love. The law of magnetic affinities is the next one. And, you know, very interesting. By astrologically choosing the time and place of your birth, you determine the nature or the effects you will experience in your life. the other side, before we are born, we make decisions about the lifetime we will be entering into. You choose your parents, other souls to interact with, and the astrological configurations of your birth, which determine your character, your personality, your abilities, your restrictions, and timing for strengths and weaknesses. If all of this seems too complicated to be real, be aware that you are only using 5 to 10% of the capacity of your brain, okay? So this might be over our heads, but understand it's still the truth. The truth is the truth. And the brain mind researchers say the human brain has 200,000 times the capacity of the greatest computer ever built. Such calculations, as I've just described, would be no problem for such a computer. And let me share with you, and I know I've said it over and over again in other episodes, you know, the experiences that I've had in my awakening have been amazing. And I have a book coming out in another month or so called You're Not Crazy, Your Awakening. And it truly, it talks about these different experiences, because I was shown, actually, I went to the place you go to before you're born with two of my guides, and I saw the book as I was writing all these things down, and they showed me my mom about to give birth to me. So I understand this idea completely, that yes, we picked these things because this is how we would learn the lessons that we wanted to learn in this particular lifetime. Understanding that through the laws of wisdom and grace, we can bypass any karmic baggage that no longer serves us, because if we get the wisdom, then we no longer have to live out those lessons. We got the lesson. I can learn through example. I can learn through being an observer. I don't have to any longer experience that for myself. So understand that it's true. You did. Because you're this magnificent spiritual being, you know, the confines of this brain are the confines of this brain. But beyond this, we are magnificent, and we have within us the full capacity to determine, astrologically speaking, all of the particulars that make us who we are for this particular set of lessons we want this time around. So it's fascinating. So I invite you to truly embrace this idea for a moment. So I want to take a short pause, and when I come back, I'm going to continue with these universal laws. Be right back. All righty. Needed a long drink of cold water. It's probably 110 degrees here today, and it's going up to about 117 this weekend. So yeah, I needed lots of nice cold ice water. Okay, so moving on, here's one that, you know, everyone is so excited about, and other than the law of attraction, this one really seems to hit home with so many. It is the law of abundance. Now, here's an interesting thing about the law of abundance. The word or definition of abundance simply means a lot of something. Think about that, right? Abundance of, well, nice cold water, for example, abundance of feathers, abundance of whatever, or abundance of lack, abundance of limitations, abundance of fear, abundance of joy. So it means to have a lot of something, whatever that something is. So I want to clarify that, because it's so important. If we are to understand that you want to manifest abundance, be very clear of what that abundance is all about. Is it abundance of joy in your life? Is it an abundance of love, right? Loving relationships, prosperity. So if you're asking for an abundance of money, then it's an abundance of prosperity and money that you want to flow to you with ease, by the way. So be very careful of how you word things when you're using these universal laws. So the law of abundance, you have within yourself everything required to make your earthly incarnation a paradise if you choose, right, to accept that which is your divine birthright. We live in a universe of abundance, abundance meaning a lot of, although the majority of those populating our planet appear to view it as a universe of scarcity. Well, perhaps because that's what how you look at abundance. And so think about it. Is your cup half empty or half full? And so how you perceive things is how you will continue to manifest your abundance. And so it's very important that you understand that. So as we then take a look at this law of attraction, right? What I'm thinking, what I'm feeling is going out to this psychic level. So knowing that everything is energy, everything is vibration, because love is vibration, love is energy, creation is vibration, it's energy. So I'm thinking a thought. Now that's the conscious part of me thinking that thought, right? That's my brain. That's what it's going to do. Think this thought, it pops in. Now I'm going to send that thought to my subconscious. And it goes in. We try to make sense of it. And the subconscious is going to send that out now to that field of energy. And it's going to find what it's a match to. And that's what's going to come back to you. So if you are thinking abundance of lack, then what are you going to get back? Abundance of lack. So it's so important that you really, truly begin to pay attention to your thoughts, to your words, to what you're feeling. So truly, truly think about that. And that is the law of abundance. It is within you to create anything that you desire, but you have to understand the laws and how to make it manifest. So now the next one is the law of divine order. If you seek to understand the law of divine order, study the natural balance of nature, for it works very much the same way. Everything is as it should be, although mankind, our energy, right, is far from experiencing its potential of total harmony. There are no accidents. Your energy translated into thoughts, words, emotions, and deeds causes all of your experiences. And that is just the facts. This assures that you always have the learning opportunities you require to resolve your karma. And as with you, the collective thoughts, words, emotions, and deeds of mankind create the environment for all of us. If enough souls focus their energy upon peace, we will have peace. If the majority of the souls are filled with anger, we may all have the experience of war. We are all one, and like the many subpersonalities within each and every one of us, right? The dominant traits of mankind will emerge to resolve our group karma. And so think about that. Nothing is broke. And you know, that's one, let me just add that law. The law of allowing, it's a very interesting law. It says that which you are is okay, and that which I am is okay. So I have to allow you to express yourself as you choose to express yourself. And I have to do that without judgment. I have to do that without being insulted, assaulted, or, you know, allowing that to take me off my mark. I'm not to miss my mark. So the law of allowing states that in order for us to get what we want, we must be receptive to it. We just can't say to the universe that we want something if we don't allow ourselves to receive it. You must know that it is an asking that is one vibration or frequency, and that receiving is another vibration. So think about that for a moment, right? Understanding this divine order, this law of allowing. So I'm sending out an order now. Universe, send me, I don't know, you know, hey, send me $10,000. I can believe that, because remember, it has to be a core belief. I have to believe that I actually can get $10,000. So if I say, give me $1 million, and my core belief, my programming way down deep in the subconscious does not believe that, all the affirming in the world isn't going to make it so. So I'm on the frequency, right, like a radio station, of asking. And so I'm asking for the universe now, hey, send me $10,000. Cool. I feel it. I sense it. I believe it, because it's the law of belief. I believe it wholeheartedly. And so now I send that energy down. I've had the thought. I send it down into my subconscious. It goes into my subconscious, and my subconscious says, yeah, I believe that. now it's going to go out, and it's going to go out to that field of possibilities, and it's going to bend, fold, and mold the universe to find that which it's a match to, so that it what can bring it back to me. But before I can receive it, what do I have to do? I have to stop asking for it. I have to now go and turn the channel to the receiving mode, the allowing mode, and now be open and receptive to receiving it. So it's really important that you understand that one is asking and one is receiving. They're two totally separate frequencies, two different stations. And so we have to understand how important that is. And we have to understand the idea of vibrating on it. And so I think that'll be the last law that we look at. The law of vibration, if you really want something, you wish on it and you use your thoughts to visualize it, you're halfway there to getting it. In order to complete the cycle, you must use the law of vibration to feel that part of what you want. You need to be in harmony with what you want. You have to be a vibrational match to what you want. Do this and you'll have everything that you desire. And so you have to vibrate it. So I'm thinking it, it goes out. Now that law of allowing, right, of turning the channel to receiving, I have to vibrate it, which means what? I have to feel it. It has to be in harmony with the universal laws, and that's in harmony with love. So now I'm feeling it. And when I think about it, I'm like, well, this feels really good. I'm excited about that $10,000 coming to me. What am I going to do with that? I think I'll, you know, take a little bit of it and I'll give it to charity. Boy, doesn't that feel good to do? And I think I will do, I don't know, buy something new and pretty. I want a new desk for my office. So I think I'll go ahead and get a new desk for my office. And wow, I see myself with this desk. What does it look like? Well, I think I'll go ahead and find some pictures of it. And I'll look at those pictures. And when I look at those pictures, ooh, they're going to make me feel really good. And I feel the vibration of it. And now I stay in that place. I'm vibrating the receiving of it. If I go back to doubt, if I turn the channel back to asking for it again, I've canceled it out. And so it's really important that you understand how these laws all work and how they have to be in harmony. And so real quick, let's just briefly go over how these all interplay. So we had the law of harmony. Right? It supersedes even the fundamental law of karma. So everything has to be in harmony. And harmony really means the love. It has to be in balance. We have to be of love, of light. We have the law of reincarnation and karma. But you have to remember that we can bypass that with what? The law of wisdom. So the law of karma says those deeds, those dharmic deeds that I did, whether it be in a past life or even in this life, are going to come back as an experience that I have to overcome. But the law of wisdom says, whoa, I understand that. And I'm going to cancel that out because I understand that I am a co-creator of my experience. And that if I can get off of this autopilot and I can start to detach from certain things and not let these things take me off the mark through the wisdom and the grace, I can choose better. I can intend to do good things. I can intend to be a loving, kind, considerate, thoughtful person. I can intend to be gracious. I can intend to have compassion for my fellow man unconditionally. And that takes me off of the karmic wheel, right? Through this idea of grace, having love, compassion, mercy for everyone, that takes me off this karmic wheel. I understand that my soul will continue to evolve because that's why I'm here. But I can just, as I evolve, I can be that space of love. I can be that true divine being that I am. and more of my authentic self can be revealed to me in the here and now as I get off that karmic wheel. I can now do the true work, which is to be of service. Wow, that's why I'm here. That's why we are to master these things. That's why we overcome. So that now as a master, right, I have evolution, soul evolution. That's what's important. So you don't have to stay on this karmic wheel. You don't have to stay stuck in the quagmire of all of this, but you are to see it and through this idea of wisdom and grace, bypass it, overcome it, move forward and become of service, becoming your true authentic self and realizing soul purpose, right? Then there was the law of Bodhisattva, a hard word for me to say, and that is becoming the master. The law of vibrational attainment, the entire universe operates on the principle of that energy of vibration. The law of free will, so understanding, yes, I have free will, yes, I have karmic baggage, but through my free will of choosing to do better, I can overcome it. The law of the one, you and I are one, unity consciousness, it's what it's all about, we consciousness, and we are all interrelated, all interconnected, all through the one, love source, God source. The law of manifestation, right? You can manifest anything you desire when you begin to understand the universal laws of vibration, of abundance, of attraction, all of these things, you have the ability within you right now where you are to stop and understand that every experience that you're having, you have created to this point. Whether you wanted it or not, whether you like it or not, you created it. And you created it either through your intention or you created it through default. So you get what you get, what you get if you're living in default. Who wants to live in default? Not me. So I, throughout my day, intend what I want that experience to be because I know that I'm a manifester. So look at it. Where is your life right now? If you've been experiencing things that you didn't like, and you're like, how did I get here? Pat yourself on the back because, yes, you did create it. So understand you are a powerful manifester. Now we're going to get off this autopilot, right, this mundane life, and we're going to start to empower ourselves, and we're going to start to develop the skills, the tools, the techniques so that I can co-create with Source and manifest exactly what I want to experience. Whether that be abundance of what? You fill in the blank. Abundance of love, of light, of joy, of peace, of harmony, of money, of good fortune, right? Right now, since I know my book's coming out in a couple of weeks, well, in about 8 weeks or so, hey, I want to manifest it being a bestseller. So guess what? I feel it. I vibrate it. I see it. I talk about it. I take the action. And then it will be available. And guess what? The manifesting begins. And so you have to understand how all of this works. So if you're someplace right now and you don't like where you are, be grateful, right? The law of gratitude says that I have to be grateful. And so I'm grateful for it. And through those laws of wisdom, I can move past it and no longer have to be experiencing those things through default. But I can now, through my intention, begin to intend these new experiences that better suit me. So that's why it's so important, again, to peel the layers of the onion to reveal who you truly are. Wow, this false programming, these things that I was programmed as a child that I'm seeing on the news and watching on television, these falsities that I know truly aren't me, let me get away from all of those things. Let me begin to recreate the life that I want. I don't watch the news because the news says there's strife going on here and there's this going on here. Well, that's not what I want to vibrate to, right? Remember how powerful it is that the universal environment that we have. And so if a group of us start to get together and start to see the world as being abundantly prosperous, if enough of us vibrate that, then that's what we get to create. Right now, you see, people watch the news and they're smart. They're out there and they're perpetuating this idea of gas prices going up because there's not enough and there's not enough of this and there's not enough of that. So what do you vibrate to? Well, this idea of, well, they must know what they're talking about, so there must not be enough. And then you add your energy to this idea of not enough and what continues to manifest in your experience, not enough. So you have to begin to realize that that is an illusion. The universe has an abundance of resources, an abundance of whatever you vibrate to. So stop including yourself in these environmental karmic things and start to find people of like mind. Start to find people who are more positive, who see through those rose-colored glasses. You know what? I'd much rather see through rose-colored glasses. I'd much rather see my cup as being half full and on its way to flowing over with the abundance of joy, of love, of harmony, of prosperity, of enough, enough of all that I desire to make my existence and my experience be joyful, be loving. For all of life now comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And that's where you need to begin to vibrate to, understanding and detach, right? There's that law of conscious detachment. Detach from those things that do not serve you. So if there's something out there that you're seeing and you don't like it, detach from it. Don't allow that energy of it to attach to you and become your event, become manifest within your experience. It does not have to. Don't give it energy, understanding. Don't vibrate to it, right? Because if you begin to vibrate to it, it becomes a reality in your world. So that's why it's so important to understand how these primary universal laws work every day in your existence right now. So begin to pay attention to what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're giving your attention to. And then through the laws of grace and love, right? Through the laws of wisdom, I can make better choices now because I've got this thing called wisdom. And this wisdom tells me that I don't have to have that experience anymore because I now, through my intention, am changing my vibration and I'm vibrating to something entirely different because I don't believe that illusion of lack and limitation. In fact, I have an abundance of love, an abundance of prosperity, an abundance of good fortune, an abundance of amazing opportunities in front of me. And I can pick and choose and vibrate to them and feel them as they become manifest. And so that's what I want to invite you today, to become aware, to become the manifestors that you're here to become, to get off the karmic wheel, to change your dharma, to set your intentions to be of love, unconditional love, to get into the flow of all that is, and that will change all of your experiences. And so, again, I want to invite you to visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. If you haven't already done so, sign up for my app, Awakened, Awakened. Every Monday, I send out affirmations to empower and to change your life. You know that I love to sit with you and talk one-on-one if you're vibrating, right, and resonating to that. I invite you to connect with me because I do one-on-one spiritual transformational life coaching so that you can really gain the tools to empower yourself and to create the life that you so desire, for it is your divine right to experience and live the life that you want. So definitely reach out. Find me on Facebook, on Twitter, all of those places. So until next time, this is Affirmations for Living. I am Reverend Dr. Edvige. I want to bless you. Stay cool because it's really hot out there. Take care. Bye-bye.